of Scotland, to the spiritual splendor that is Augusta. Grab a seat, grab a glass, and punch your ticket to the power train.
Boys, episode 20, and I hope you got your tuxes on, because this is a special one. Are you boys ready?
Oh yeah, I don't have three different tuxedos for no reason. So yeah, I've been.
Yeah, I'm a believer in.
And this is bad radio, but I can't see you. So you rocking that navy blue, or are you going straight black?
I went with midnight blue. I'm not basic enough to just go with the straight navy. But yeah, it's a midnight blue.
Yeah, I'm a believer in buying a tux. You're always gonna need it. You know, don't rent them. It's such a waste of money.
Yeah, it's advice for life.
I hear you. It is great advice for our audience, but you know what? I'm going to start a golf podcast off with a football quote. You know what the coaches say? We're going to enjoy this one tonight, but then we're going to focus on the next one, right? I hear a lot of our listeners feeling like they don't know when the PGA Tour season ends and the new one starts. So we need to take a step back and we need to appreciate what we just saw. So today is the first ever world premiere of the Trainee Awards.
Wow.
2017 PGA Tour Awards show presented by the Par Train.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying they're the new ESPYs.
Yeah. I heard that. The ESPYs is kind of going downhill. Yeah, layoffs are happening. A lot of problems with Van Talk. Mm-hmm. This is the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
We ready?
I think we're ready.
Let's do this thing.
All right. Well, since we're running an official award show, can't really start without the music, right? Let's cue the music. Strat, why don't you bring us home?
Wow, 2017, what a year. Started out with a lot of people saying it might be the worst year on record with some of the political climate that was bubbling on the surface. But we had a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of falling downs. We had Tiger show us just a brief glimpse of his perhaps glory, followed by a real quick decline and withdrawal for the rest of the year. But that's okay, he'll be back. We had DJ having maybe one of the years of a lifetime before he, Tom Cruise, down a flight of stairs, still not totally convinced that there was an ulterior motives behind that. Sergio Garcia finally got the monkey off his back and replaced it with the green jacket. Oh yeah, he got married too. We had Justin Thomas, the greatest golfer you never want to see again, show up and show everybody why it pays to have custom blades when you're 7 years old. We had Jordan Spieth just really try to bridge the gap between golf and regular sports with an awkward chest bump, an even more awkward rake throw, and then also the longest third shot from a driving range that you've ever seen. Brooks Koepka, dude fucks, okay? He's got curls for the girls, and he's got a fine little bitty on his arm. You're gonna want to pay attention to him for 2018 as well. My new favorite golfer of all time, Pat Perez Hilton, showed us what true golf rock and roll is all about. Guy's got power cuts and zero fucks. Hideki, still holding his golf swing. We're going to move on. Ricky, he's got a new girlfriend, pole vaulted his way into our hearts, as did she. And then, of course, we've got the unbridled rage, some might say the sophomoric rants of Jon Rahm. Maybe the spiciest Spaniard to hit the tour since Seve. So why don't we all go ahead, grab a seat, and ask that cart girl for another glass of champagne and jump right into these awards.
That was beautiful. I mean, there's nothing like the energy and the buzz. I know Sir Mac likes buzz. A lot of buzz in the room right now at the start of an award show. Nobody knows who's going to win.
Strat, you didn't cover the senior PGA Tour at all. In 2017. So maybe that's another episode. I don't know. I was just looking for Bernhard Langer. He's chasing history. So
yeah, I've got to up my Bernhard Langer references for that one since he's the only one that matters.
It's okay.
Yeah. Brandel's tweeting about why aren't people using Bernhard Langer's putting stroke, but we'll move on.
I digress.
Putting history is a whole another episode, but let's get.
I digress.
Guys, should we just get right into the show? I mean, we've got awards categories. Why don't we start with the first award?
Yeah, let's go.
The first award is called Mr. Extra. Oh, excuse me.
Jeez, easy. Put the champagne down. Take a step back. You're nervous.
First time hosting an award show.
Yeah.
All right. First award. Mr. Extracurriculars. Okay. The nominees are Dustin Johnson. Is this like the Oscars right now? Is this a prank? You guys are giving me the same name and three cards, or is this just a unanimous decision?
I mean, the Academy tried to really dig through the pool of talent, and there was just no other option. I mean, this is one of those random times. It's almost like a lifetime achievement award where everyone knows who's going to win, and they're just there to watch the montage.
I mean, he just plays it so cool, too. Nothing to say. Doesn't need to tell anybody about the cocaine, the falling down the stairs, banging Smiley Kaufman's girlfriend. Like, it's just...
Oh.
Allegedly. Oh. Allegedly.
It's just all there. And that's it with DJ. It's just what he does. It's in his DNA.
I guess that's the difference of the partrain. Usually you take jabs at the folks in the audience in the opener, in the monologue. But what Serm's doing it... in the nominees.
Yeah, is this a roast or an awards show? I don't know, and I don't care. To be honest, I'm loving the energy.
This is a hell of an award, and I think he's going to win it next 5 years in a row. And he's going to win a few more majors as well.
It's his award to lose. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and considering the nanny bill is pretty high, you know that DJ and Paulina might win extracurricular
award. I mean,
award
what
together.
Is the great one? Wayne think about all of this, you know? God, he must be proud.
He's got to be proud.
All right, moving on. The second award, The Silent Killer.
Oh, wow.
First nominee, Brian Harman.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 on the money list, won Wells Fargo, 54-hole lead at the U.S. Open. Nominee number two, arguably the greatest name on tour, Xander Schauffele. Just because of his name, his rookie run, won the tour championship, didn't technically win FedEx Cup, obviously, but the tour championship. His swing is beautiful. He's 24, has San Diego roots. And he only made $80,000 less than Brian Harman, the first nominee, in four less events. Sorry to make that awkward for you guys in the audience.
Ooh.
And the third nominee, Ollie Schneiderjans. Arguably a better name than the second nominee, mm-hmm. but great name. He doesn't wear a hat, and his stinger rivals that of Tiger Woods.
This is a tough one. You know, I think I've got to go with... I think, you know, let me check the envelope real quick. Oh, yeah, it turns out it's Xander Schauffele. Wow. Yeah, I mean, the guy's got a name that you literally can't pronounce. He's got a lineage that's impressive, and I'm expecting big things from him. I think John Rahm's a little bit nervous, if I'm honest.
Oh. Is this a future Ryder Cup pairing?
Oh.
Singles?
I like
it. I think Xander, I mean, the guy showed what he's made of in the playoffs. Pretty special. But Brian...
That's a great point, actually.
Brian Harman is a little more proven in terms of maybe consistency and career earnings, but maybe he doesn't have the star power. Silent killer this year. I like Harman. I do. I'm going with him. But.
Interesting.
Pretty sure the envelope said...
Yeah. I don't know if you're trying to Steve Harvey this situation right now, but the envelope says what the envelope says, and it said Schauffele.
No problem shutting this.
I'm pretty sure
the
camera...
You can shut the showdown right now.
I know this is...
Okay. Is this it? Let me guess. It's your Xbox, and you'll take the games away if you want to?
All right. Xander it is.
Okay.
All right.
I just saw... Brian, get half out of his chair and then sit back down. Yeah. It's kind of awkward, but
Ollie, no one was talking about you. Just keep sitting down, dog. Your hair looks great.
All right. Third award of the night. This might be my favorite
award.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Partrain, the guy that encompasses everything we're about. Okay. First nominee, Charlie Hoffman. Okay. The guy's a grinder. Great, simple move. Has long hair and shades. Loves a stogie, and he's known for the green glove come April. Nominee number two. It was mentioned earlier in the monologue, actually. Pat Perez.
Oh, what a guy. Hilton. What a guy.
Basically the new John Daly.
What a mentor.
Has a great, great wife. He doesn't give a fuck about working out. He guy just likes to party and play golf. Nominee number two. Nominee number three is... It looks like it's just those two.
Sometimes that nominee card, the prompter can be tough to read, okay? So I don't want you to get down on yourself. It's a weird thing to do for the first time. So I think CIRM...
nervous hosting, and this is
tough. I'm not using the teleprompter.
I think CIRM has the envelope on this one. So CIRM, why don't you go ahead and open that bad boy up and let us know what it says.
I don't even trust the envelope, and we're not even halfway through, but I'm going to open it anyways. And I'm not surprised. Charlie Hoffman.
Oh, Chucky boy. Wow. Chucky boy.
He just embodies the Parent Train.
He's a good, he's steady. I've heard good stories. He's cool. I've heard good stories about him.
He's got a great mechanically sound golf swing.
I had a couple of Travis Matthew insiders tell me that he is a fun dude to party with, and he will request tequila at 3 a.m.
Wow, there's some inside scoop right there.
Is he a Casamigos guy? Or
I don't know. I'm not sure if he'd be able to remember.
Interesting, because I'm drinking tequila on the side of what the Carcro gave us, which is champagne, every time I go off stage. And I kind of want to pull a Cermak right now and say, actually, the Mr. Bar Train is Pat Perez. You guys can fight it out on the stage. But the guy wears Jordans.
I mean, okay? That's who I want. That's who I was pulling for. But Pat, don't worry. Perez. You'll probably get it next
week. We love Perez. The Academy loves Perez. But in 2017, Mr. Partrain, Charlie Hoffman.
Okay. All right. All right.
Okay. Moving on. Let's see if the teleprompter works this time. The First Lady of Golf.
This is a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, this is... there's three nominees here. The first nominee reads, does Ricky's girl count? I assume that's talking about Allison Stoke. The second nominee says, love Ricky's girl, would risk it all for her.
Wow.
Okay, these are different kinds of envelopes. I guess we're just going to roll with it. And then the third envelope says, hey, Google, funny pole vault. And the results are gravity, not with these quads. Wow, there's four bullets in this envelope. Okay, the second bullet is, I'm going to ram this so deep in the ground and beat my personal record. Okay, that's graphic. The third one is Allison Stoke. Suddenly I'm a pole vault fan. And yeah, that's it. It also says, whoa, this is weird. There's a question. Oh. It says at Strat, do pole vaulters have the best bodies of any female sport out there?
You couldn't have asked a better person for this question. I want y'all to buckle up because this could take a while. The answer is a firm yes. It's an excellent combination of muscle definition and long elegance coupled with athletic ability that is just downright impressive. So yes to that. And I'm on pins and needles as to who's going to win this one. Ev, I think you might have the envelope on this.
I do. And the envelope goes to fully backing Ricky's girl, Allison Stoke. Love her. Would risk it all for her. That's it.
I'm happy to hear that. I think everyone is. Wow. Great girl.
It's true. She's really added a lot of buzz to the golf world. Am I right, Sarm?
I couldn't agree more. I expected this.
Yeah, okay. This is a foregone conclusion. She's really added a spark to the tour. She's slipped into the role of professional golf wife and or girlfriend.
A lot of buzz.
Seamlessly, elegantly. And I mean, I'm impressed. Well done, Ricky. Hopefully this converts into some wins for you, bud.
Wow. All right. Moving on. This is our first sponsored award. Gerber Baby presents Baby Back Bix Award. There are three nominees, once again. First nominee, Bubba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people feel like ever since he went to Volvic, the behavior hasn't improved and the ball is brighter than ever. It's not a great combination.
No, the behavior has been a problem for years.
Yeah, he holds the record for this award. He has won it a shocking 5 times in a row.
Yeah. Wow.
It's tough to watch.
Nominee number two, JT.
Yep.
The owner of a face that you just sometimes want to punch.
Owner of a lonely heart.
And nominee number three, this is actually interesting. I wasn't expecting this. Spoiler alert, Charlie Hoffman.
Oh, a double nominee.
The guy that just won the Partrain Award is also nominated for the Gerber Baby Presents Baby Back Bix Award. I guess this is because our boy Kevin Chappell called him out for his free drop mid-season where he took advantage of a bunker rule because the bunker was a bit too hard under the sand and thought he was going to risk wrist injury and got a free drop. And Chappie called him out on it on live television. I don't know if you guys remember
that. I do remember that. Yeah.
Chappie, first name basis.
Yeah, he's our boy. So I think Strat.
I do.
I think Strat
is
out.
I do. Having a little trouble opening this one. Bear with me. Wow. Okay. Turns out it's JT. Yeah. That patchy facial hair, that slight build, that shitty fucking look on his face. It's just, like I said, it's a face you want to punch. And the good people at Gerber couldn't be happier to have this latest winner, Justin Thomas, baby back pitch work. Congrats. Come up and get your award. Actually, just kidding. Sit the fuck down. You're fired.
Wow.
Wow.
Just told the player to sit down.
Well, that's actually, we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves, Serm, because I'm pretty sure, do you think the player of the year has ever won the baby back pitch award in history of, I mean, obviously it's the first trainees, but
we should get the Schwab on the line and check the stats.
Yeah, we might need to do that because that could happen. Stay tuned. That's an award coming up. But I think Serm actually has this next one. I don't think that this is one of those like lifetime achievement awards where there's no nominees. We just give out the award. Golf coach of the year, Serm.
You know, this was a new category this year for us. And let's go through the nominees here. Tiger Woods, assistant captain for the President's Cup. And this is a President's Cup team that not only did they win, they dominated. Next nominee, Tiger Woods. Guys, the best golf coach of the year. Everybody thinks it's Tiger Woods. Let's get to the envelope. It's Tiger.
Wow.
I have never seen I've never seen a man more comfortable in his role as a mentor, as a Zen master, and as a leader. I mean, that windbreaker vest with his new girl at his side, with the shades, you know, with the notes in the back pocket. He's the reason why we won the President's Cup the way we did.
Yeah, and, the illustrious President's Cup.
There's a lot of good college golf coaches out there, but I've never seen a demeanor like this out there as a coach. So pretty
interesting.
Special.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people expected that. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the snowsuit and all white with the earpiece.
How good is that look?
It's a great look.
All right, one more achievement, lifetime achievement award where we just have a winner.
Unanimous.
This is called Insta Golfer of the Year. And guys, I think this is pretty unanimous. I'm going to let Strat open the envelope for this.
Yeah, you know, I remember as the committee was chatting this one over, it was a pretty unanimous decision. So I'm going to go ahead and open that envelope. I'm getting pretty good at this now. Doc Rivers with one of the best professional sports stories as it pertains to golf that I've heard recently.
Great story.
Tried to get ejected from a game because Tiger was making a run at the Masters. Couldn't pull it off. Goes up to the ref. Gives him a kind of, what the fuck, man? And the ref says, hey, man, I want to watch it too. Go sit down and coach this game. So Doc Rivers is a golf guy. He's one of us. I'm sure we've all been in one of these situations, whether you're calling in sick to work or you're telling the wife that you got a flat tire so that you can stay on the course a little bit longer, but trying to fuck off of work to watch a little golf. You're one of us, Doc.
Yeah, true story. Little segue from
great
the show.
Story. That's a great story, by the way.
It really is.
Similar to Strat making up that he's got a flat tire. I actually was watching the Monday playoff at St. Andrews. Or maybe it was the Open Championship. I don't think. Maybe it wasn't it at St. Andrews. Anyways, had the iPad up on the dashboard as I'm driving to work. Did a little U-turn out of a parking lot. The iPad slid off of the dashboard, lodged into my steering wheel. I could not turn it. I went over a 6-inch high curb, popped the tire, bent the rim, went over the curb back in the parking lot, proceeded to call AAA and watch the Open in my car.
Hashtag LA traffic.
It was great.
Jesus. Yeah.
Guys, I don't mess around. I mean, Monday playoff, let's go.
Okay, let's move on.
second to last category. Best moment. Wow. Guys, this is like picture of the year, leading actor and leading actress. This is the good shit right here. Best moment. Nominee number one. The Spieth chip in, walk off, chest bump, rake throw. Versus our boy Daniel Berger. Or in the year. Big moment on social. Nominee number two. The Spieth Open Championship comeback plus the 30 minutes that Strat referenced earlier before he hit the three iron by the tour trucks. Mm. Incredible. And number
three.
It was
a hybrid.
I think it was his three wood.
No, I think it was. We'll fact check that.
We'll put that in post. You can check the appendix or the show notes later.
Yeah, we'll put that in. Pretty sure it was three on. Last nominee. Sergio winning the Masters and his wife running on the green in slow motion. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to let Serum answer this one. I think you have the envelope.
Take your time, Serum.
I have it right here with me. And the best moment of the 2017 PGA Tour season was Sergio Garcia putting on the green jacket.
Oh.
And the Academy put a note in there that says, not even close.
Really? That's I don't remember that conversation, but okay.
Anybody
Wait, so does that negate the award?
Excuse me?
Does that negate the award? Are we rescinding the envelope? Or are we changing?
I cannot disclose the names of the Academy. But anybody who's been a golf fan for the last 20 years knows the name Sergio Garcia. The man almost won the PGA when he was 19 years old. He ran up a hill at Medina Country Club, lost to Tiger
Your
Woods,
hometown.
Screwed him for a long time. Guys, how cool is this? We got the Academy knew it.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe not. Wow. Maybe it wasn't my choice, but I mean, it was a special moment. It was a special moment.
What was
I saw Jordan get up.
How is this not the best moment of 2017?
I mean, Jordan Spieth went by the tour truck. Yeah. And
that
came back
special, but whatever.
I mean, should have got penalized.
Wow. Not a big fan of fun over there, I guess. Okay, moving on.
I guess it must.
I don't want. Yeah. That's
okay, guys.
Off with you. You take forever.
Guys, biggest award of the year. Okay, Drum biggest roll. Category. Golfer of the year.
Oh wow! This is what This is why the kids are out on the course at 7 in the morning grinding. This is why. The pros, you know, are analyzing film and conferring with their swing coaches all year round. They fight for this award because it matters. They don't give a shit about anything else. They want the trainee golfer of the year award. So go right ahead, Evan.
You know what? I'm just going to read the envelope. This is the first time in history that the winner of Gerber Baby Presents Baby Back Pitch Award also receives the Golfer of the Year. Justin Thomas.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's hard to argue, you know? Guy had a lot of wins.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, I mean, like you said, can't really argue against it. I just, not a fan, but hell of a golfer.
You think he's pretty...
Little fun
he's
fact.
He's pretty good.
Jordan Spieth had a better scoring average than him.
Really?
All year. Yep. 68.8, number one. Ricky Fowler, number two at 69. Nice.
Bringing on those stats.
And nice. Justin Tim and JT, 69.36.
Nice. Yeah. Wow. Guys. What an award show. I mean, every year it's just, it starts off crazy and it finishes crazy. I mean,
it drives me nuts.
I'm exhausted.
That was tough.
Somebody get me out of this box.
Well, you know, we went through, let's loosen the tie, the bow tie a bit. We had some potential issues with the teleprompter. We got through it. That's what's important. Just like DJ, he got up.
He did. And he got to the range the next day, too.
He did. That's true.
That's true. Slow-mo swings got everybody excited. Strat was texting me. All right. So, guys, should we just hop right into a couple segments? I mean, this is the recap episode, right? So segment number one is called New Year's Resolutions. We've got the best resolution achieved in 2017, plus a new one that you think is going to be made in 2018.
This will be fun.
So, I mean, let's just kick it off. Serm, I'm throwing it to you.
Guys, 2017 was a special year, and Sergio freaking Garcia was the Masters champ. Dreams came true. Any golf fan grew up with them. Unbelievable. But if we want to go into 2018, we want to talk about our resolutions. My resolution is that Tiger Woods and Hank Haney reunite. This is it, Tiger. You got one last chance, and we'll get into you in our next special Tiger Woods episode. But the joke's over. You got one last shot. You've got to use your big muscles more than ever with your golf swing. Just call Hank up. Bury the past. And just make it great again for us. We're counting on you, buddy.
Wow. That's a big call out.
Sean Foley's a joke. I don't know how. He's still got Justin Rose. I don't know how that's working out, but have you seen what happened to Hunter Mahan?
Who? Exactly.
Yeah, we got some fun stuff coming up about him.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get all personal there, guys, but.
That's okay.
That's where I'm at.
Hey, passionate.
Hey, for a second, I thought Serm was going to start crying.
There was a quiver. I heard a quiver.
Yeah.
You okay, Doug?
Serm, that was inspiring. All right, Strat, 2017, 2018.
All right, 2017, again, this probably won't come as a surprise, but Pat Perez, snapping necks, cashing fucking checks, all while set to a real cock rocking playlist of 80s hair metal jams. I don't know if you follow him on the Instagram, but you should, because all he does is post pictures of himself at the driving range with sick ass rock tunes in the background and is swinging slow motion. It's the greatest fucking thing I've ever seen, and I don't know why more people don't do it, and it's really therapeutic to watch. So 2017, Pat P in a big way. 2018.
Hey, real quick, Strat, I'm going to interject for a second. I found it interesting. I noticed a trend on Instagram, actually. Can you share what happens every time you comment on one of Pat Perez's Instagram posts?
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Well, I mean, I don't like to often toot my own horn as a social influencer, but the past few times I've commented, I've gotten likes by both Pat P and his beautiful wife, whose name is escaping me at the moment. But I basically feel like we're about all best friends at this point. So,
he's playing it cool.
How good is that?
I mean, you know, it's the dream. It's he's basically a friend. So I'm just pulling for my buddy now for 2018.
He's an old friend.
Yeah. 2018, Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger is gonna be dipping back into the strange in a big way. He's gonna shave that goatee, okay? Because Tiger hasn't won a damn thing when he has facial hair. He's getting rid of the flavor saver. And he's tossing a couple of more major trophies up into that trophy case.
A few more major trophies.
Yeah.
A couple. Wow.
Yep. I think he's going to be inspired.
Shave the goatee.
The facial hair goes. He starts, you know, slanging some Perkins waitresses from time to time just to keep his fucking shit sharp. And
I'll tell you what, Denny's is cleaning up their menu. A lot of more healthy options.
Well, let's not forget Bennigan's as well. You know, that's a classic, tried and true.
Depends what market you're in. So.
Okay, Fuddruckers is on there too. Anyways, why don't you go?
Yeah, it's I don't know about you guys. Real quick on Tiger, his face. We've talked about this off air, but his face looks a little bit odd to me. I don't know if he's injecting certain things in there, but it looks a bit shiny. A bit what's the best way to call free of wrinkles?
Taut.
Tell us
a little taut.
Relaxed.
In Los Angeles, this is a common thing. So why don't you tell us more about it, Ev?
He is an LA guy, right? So
SoCal,
big dogger.
Dodge it.
You know, so I'm just throwing it out there. If you guys want to, you know, next time you see Tiger at the Hero World Challenge in less than a month, just take a look at his face and let me know if you see what I'm seeing.
Right, we'll keep our eyes peeled.
Okay.
Tiger's Raiders tweets.
My 2017.
Hot takes.
My 2017 New Year's resolution that was achieved is embracing diversity. And that man was my boy, Kevin Chappell. Okay. He partnered with a man who wears a green glove. He obviously doesn't see color. That's you know, Charlie Hoffman, the Mr. Partrain. He played with him on the President's Cup. So he also tickled the man's beard, who many would have thought was a homeless man, but actually is his caddy Joe. And he did a charity event with an African American named Tiger Woods. So Clearly, no matter where you're from or what you look like, Kevin Chappell is there to embrace you.
He also got a haircut from my barber, Martine.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to Martine.
That's a great guy.
Job. 2018. A lot of people have this New Year's resolution. Okay. Justin Thomas is no different. Better posture. Okay. You know, we've all seen it. He does the little shrug, the social shrug thing. It's a bit overplayed, bit stale. Not good for his long-term spine health and posture. So talk to him off air. Sounds like posture is one of the things that we'd both like to see improve. So that's our New Year's resolutions.
Okay. Segment.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see the effect of the golf for the year having better posture. We'll see if that see how it works out for him. All right. Segment number two, the last segment of the night.
Yeah.
We've got true or false. Sir, I'm gonna let you take this one. This is a fun one.
All right. We're gonna do a little game of true or false, because I don't think Evan Stratt really know what they're talking about. I don't think they're studying the stats. I don't think they're
easy. CERN's getting all aggressive on that red blend over there.
I don't think they're grinding too much time on Instagram.
Okay.
So we're going in to true or false. And we're gonna start with that. Okay. Justin Thomas won $470,000 more on the money list than Jordan Spieth. True or false?
That's it? I mean, Serm, that's got to be false. I mean, JT's the player of the year.
He was winning all the time. It's got to be false.
Winning all the time. It's got to be false.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Is that your final answer?
It's a big suspense guy tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to start playing the music on stage. It's a fucking award show. Let's go.
It's true.
Wow.
It's true, huh?
He won only $470,000 more than Spieth, even though Spieth won far fewer. Wow, that says more about Spieth than it does about JT.
Key stat.
Are you saying that Spieth could have been in the category of golfer of the year? Is that what you're saying?
Key stat. Spieth scoring average. Mm. What do we talk about at early in the episode?
68.
That's true. A lot of top tens.
Wow.
Okay. Next one. What do you got?
Going over to Strat here.
Okay.
Tiger Woods made more money this year from his business dealings alone than the top 10 golfers on the PGA Tour did this year combined. True or false?
Well, Tiger does like to diversify his portfolio. He's got his hands in a lot of things. Nice. I'm going to say true.
God, you are a Tiger fan.
Yeah, well, he's the greatest golfer that's ever lived.
Why do you think that's true, though?
As I said, he's got a real diverse portfolio. He just opened his new, a mutual fund or a fucking venture capitalist fund? I'm not a big numbers guy, but there's got to be like $2, $3 billion in there somewhere.
Yeah, plus the guy loves architecture, golf course architecture.
Sure, who doesn't?
All right, Ev, moving on. What do you know about Patrick Cantlay?
I know a lot.
True or false?
Strat and I played golf with his uncle.
Oh,
go ahead.
That's a great story. True or false? Patrick Cantlay won more money in only 13 events than 206 other players on tour.
And that's not including his win at the Shriners a week or two ago.
Not including his win at the Shriners.
And you're saying 13 events, so that's roughly half the average of the Tour Pro.
Half the average of the Tour Pro.
And he won more money than 206 pros on tour.
That's It's a big number. True or false?
I mean, you know what? You're setting me up for this bullshit. I did it last time. I fell for it. I said, there's no way. It's got to be true.
Wow. You're right. And here's the key, Ed. The guy didn't miss one cut.
Wow. That's insane.
Hey.
Fuck, I hope he had a lot of promise and then some setbacks. I hope this is the, you know, he comes back and starts firing. It looks like he probably will be, because that was a, even though that was one of the ugliest fucking playoffs in golf that I've ever seen, I'm happy that he pulled out that win.
Did you guys see this quote that Cantlay just provided actually to Titleist? No. In Titleist's latest interview? He goes, quote, "I feel like it's easier to putt at Augusta National than almost any other place because of how good the conditions are and how big the slopes are. Really looking forward to the majors and being able to pick my schedule for the first time."
Whoa. Cantlay coming out swinging.
Out. 2018. Okay. Sleeper picks. It's going to be popular.
Okay. Let's keep going.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
All right, Strat. Hunter Mahan, your hero.
Who?
Played in 26 events this year.
Wow.
True or false? Average earnings per event, $10,600.
God. I mean,
see, that's tough, Strat, because you're going to say, hell yeah, he only earned 10.6K, but no fucking way he played in 26 events. So that's, to say true, you have to say both of those are true.
That's my big hang up, because I don't remember seeing his name mentioned once in any event that I watched this year, and I watched a lot. I'm going to go with my gut and say that's got to be true.
Yeah, the guy sucks.
Okay.
It's true.
What happened?
John Foley wrecked his game.
What happened to
wrecked
him?
Wrecked his back. You know, it's a crazy stat, because he's clearly finishing last in every tournament, but he's making some cuts. what a sad story.
So, what was it? Was it the Home Depot that he did that commercial where the lawnmower comes by? He kind of hits the golf ball, hits something, and he just kind of goes from there. I can't remember. Well, it might have been downhill ever since he did that.
The last
commercial.
People remember him were the golf boys. Back when Ricky didn't have a clue about life, he was hanging out with, you know, Bubba.
Ben Crane.
I mean, how much of a joke was that?
Close player on tour.
That whole video. And Mahan with the shirt off. Oh, God.
Yikes.
Yeah. We've gone a long way since golf, boys. Wow. That's crazy.
All right.
All right. We got a couple more, right?
No, we're going to just wrap it up here with one.
Oh.
Okay. But but this is going to be a little bit of a throwback. Okay.
Okay.
Ev, I'm throwing this on you. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Everybody's talking about driving distance these days, right? Got a lot of guys hitting the ball a long way.
I think I know where you're going with this.
All right. We're throwing it back. 1997, Tiger's second year on tour. True or false? Five guys averaged over 300 yards that year.
Is he fucking going off script right now, Strat? Wow. You know what? I'm going to fucking amaze you with my golf knowledge, and I'm going to say fucking false, because I think I remember a quote from Tiger saying that he drove it like 296 and was number two on the driving list behind John Daly, who was the only one driving over 300. So that's two people that are up at the top, one person over 300. I'm going to say false.
That's pretty impressive. You are correct.
Wow. Wow.
And here's the thing. You had to throw that question there. Think about it this way. 2017, over 44 guys averaged over 300
yards.
That's
fucking crazy. That is an insane stat, actually. Because you think how...
And the average driving distance on tour was 299 this year.
And Tiger was swinging so hard and fast for him to only be averaging 295, 296?
He was 294 and Daly was 302.
Unfucking real.
But the ball.
So is it the drivers or the ball?
Well, Tiger just said last week they got to stop the ball. It's out of control.
Tiger said the greatest thing that Nike ever did was change the ball technology. He said that was the best part of his deal with Nike was when they basically Yeah, when they went from wound balls to the, you know, multi-core polymer shit.
I'm kind of glad they stopped making clubs too. I mean, that was one of the great things.
You know, just okay. Not a Nike guy over there, obviously. That's okay.
Yeah, Strat's a big Nike apparel footwear.
Apparel's different. I'm talking about the clubs.
I gotta tell you what though, real quick. I would never like to wear their stuff because they were associated with kind of embarrassing equipment. Now that they're out of equipment, I'm actually kind of okay wearing.
That's a great point.
I think it's actually smart. I like it. Because now it's like, oh, okay, it's kick-ass apparel. It's not really associated with anything.
Yeah.
It's Nike.
And I think they realize that too. Okay. Well, that was
even though you skipped this one, can we just have Strat say, because, you know, I know Strat previously got shy when we had Hideki Matsuyama.
I didn't want to do on. This. This is for Strat.
I want to give him the opportunity to give the audience a quick fun stat of the most accurate driver of the golf ball in 2017. He might have the greatest name in tour history, greater than Schlafly or Schneider-Jans. So, Strat, do you know the guy's name who hit the fairway 86 fucking percent
of the
time?
Funny you should ask, because I do. It's not Phil Mickelson, which I was shocked to hear. It's Zhong Gong Wang. Zhong Gong Wang. Zhong.
Zhong.
Gong.
Gong.
Wang.
Wang.
Zhong Gong Wang.
Zhong Gong Wang.
86% of the time. That is, if I hit the fairway 86% of the time, I'm on the PGA Tour.
No, you're definitely not.
Dude, I hit an
yeah, that's coming from Cermak. Who's
I hit an 8-iron 225 yards. You do the math, okay? That's laying up
86% of the time. I mean, this guy's the new Fred Funk.
Fred Funk, what the
most accurate guys? Do your research, you
guys. That could
most accurate driver we've ever seen.
It could be a T-shirt. Zhong Gong Wang, 86% fairways.
That's insane.
Wow. All right.
It's true or false.
Well, guys, that's it. I mean, that's the show. We just had great award show.
I'm excited about this coming year. I don't know about you guys.
I mean, we're going to have another show talking. We're just talking purely Tiger next episode.
God,
right?
Buckle up, Serm, okay? Because I know you are coming into this with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, but I'm coming in hot with the Tiger knowledge.
You're going to be talking about Perkins the whole time in that episode. We need to talk about more than Perkins.
We'll talk about Bennigans. I mentioned Bennigans.
All right. So so I think we're going to end this one with, we got the best sound bites of 2017 from all the pressers. We're just going to let you guys reflect on the great year that it was in golf. And from here on out, we're talking Tiger, and then we're going into 2018.
It's going to be huge.
Guys, take off your tuxes. That was a great first award show. I'm excited for the trainees next year. But I heard, the stats guys already told me. The ratings were through.
Shocker. It's time for the after party.
I can't wait.
Let's go. All right, guys. Let's pour Adios. Those bottles. We're out.
Peace.
How's it feel to be 0-5 in singles? Golden Child here needs a little jab every once in a while.
I'm hitting 60-yard shots. I'm hitting it really straight. It's a joke. Smile.
I'm clearly the worst selfie taker. Who takes a selfie and crops himself out? I'm the worst Three Amigos dancer, but Jimmy, I can putt.
It's frustrating because I see these guys and they perfect builds. You know, they're tall and they're skinny and they got all this strength. And there's me who kind of waddles around and, you know, I don't like working out. I like to sit, kind of do nothing. So it's kind of my own fault, I guess, on the strength. I'm not going to change anything. You know, I'm still not going to work out. I'm still going to have a bad diet, and I'm going to enjoy myself.
Jordan, you seem to have an incredibly good knowledge of the rules when you got in trouble at 13, in a way that a lot of people around you didn't have. Have you studied them in great detail or something?
No, I've just hit it in a lot of places before.
We have 60 yards from left line to right line. Like, you've got 156 of the best players in the world here. If we can't hit it within that avenue, you may as well pack your bags and go home.
Dustin, left. Yes.
Really? Why?
Oh, my grandpa's calling me.
Can I tell?
Yeah, say hello.
Hey, grandpa, can I call you back? I'm in the middle of a press conference. All right, I'll call you back, Grandpa. See ya.
See, woo, shaking that ass, shaking that ass, shaking that ass.
And just as the sun rises and sets in Scotland, so too have we come to the end of another Par Train. Be sure to follow us at The Par Train on Instagram and Twitter, and of course, subscribe to us on iTunes. And may your glasses always stay full, and your ball always end up in the bottom of the cup.